From the Fairbanks Museum in St. Johnsbury, welcome to this midday edition of the Eye on the Sky forecast. Upper-level low pressure has influenced our weather since Sunday and will continue to do so in fits and starts, probably until around midday on Friday. Today, we are happily enjoying an intermission of sorts, with the chance of any light precipitation restricted to far southwestern Vermont and the Berkshires, where there could be a light shower this afternoon. Clearing has also set in across portions of the region. Those of us in the Northeast Kingdom found ourselves in the sweet spot of the clearing this morning. Clearing is expected to gradually spread southwestward across the bulk of the region this afternoon, and temperatures should top out in fairly uniform territory in the mid to upper 40s. As the upper level system has temporarily lost some of its organization today, this has allowed increasing influence from a fairly weak ridge of surface high pressure that's poking in from our north. In an overall sense, our weather remains in a so-called blocking pattern, one that prevents the usual west-to-east progression of weather systems. With large areas of high pressure positioned over Greenland and off the coast of the British Isles, low-pressure systems exiting the northeastern United States are forced to either stall or to loop back toward the west. The upper-level low that has been affecting us will remain disorganized today, but will reorganize somewhat tomorrow as it merges with another upper-level system over the mid-Atlantic coast. Surface low pressure related to this second system will move from the coast of South Carolina tonight and into the waters well off the New England coast by Thursday morning. And it is in this area that all of the aforementioned systems will congeal into an intense low pressure circulation, one that will be centered too far away for us to feel any heavy impacts. There will be some impacts, however, the brunt of which will take place from Thursday afternoon into Thursday night. Tomorrow's weather should be dry, although clouds will be increasing. After that, a disturbance will start approaching from our northeast, circulating over top of the large low that will be centered well to our east. As the disturbance rotates in from our northeast, showers of rain and probably some high-elevation snow will also rotate in from that direction. This will be another example of the overall backwardness of this pattern, as we typically see our weather systems depart toward the northeast. This will likely knock high temperatures back a few degrees on Thursday, especially over northeastern areas, where the precipitation will arrive first. After a few morning showers, partial clearing will be possible on Friday afternoon, as the large ocean low is finally able to move farther out to sea. This should mark the start of a warming trend set to last well into next week, despite the passage of a weak cold front on Sunday or Sunday night. In the forecast summary, this afternoon, partly to mostly sunny northeast and in the northern Champlain Valley, otherwise clouds gradually decreasing, except for mostly cloudy skies in far southwestern Vermont and the Berkshires, with the slight chance of a shower. Highs in the mid to upper 40s, northeast winds 5 to 15 miles an hour, gusting to 25 in the Champlain Valley. Tonight, clear to partly cloudy, areas of valley fog, lows in the mid to upper 20s, except low to mid 20s northeast and in the Adirondacks, with colder hollows in the upper teens. North to northeast winds remaining 5 to 10 miles an hour in the Champlain Valley, becoming light elsewhere. Wednesday, some morning sun, more so in the south, becoming mostly cloudy in the afternoon. Highs in the low to mid 40s north and mid to upper 40s in the south. On Wednesday night, partly to mostly cloudy. Chance of snow showers northeast after midnight. Lows in the upper 20s to lower 30s. And for Thursday, mostly cloudy. Rain showers likely north with snow possible over high terrain. A rising chance south in the afternoon. Highs on Thursday in the low to mid 40s with some upper 30s northeast and some upper 40s in the southwest. Winds from the north to northwest increasing to 10 to 15, gusting to 25. I'm meteorologist Lawrence Hayes with an eye on the sky.